Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins, and welcome to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast, the podcast following the experiences of a new graduate nurse starting into the intensive care unit. On today's episode, I'm going to be continuing my string of talking about the various health professionals that work together within the intensive care unit. And today's health professionals may not be one that you've really, you know, considered or may not have really heard of before. I certainly know that I didn't know about these health professionals until starting in the ICU myself. And they're called prosthetics and orthotics team members. So these P&Os, what we shorten it to, they come along and they help to provide splints for our patients' limbs. Now, you know, maybe a question, maybe asking, you know, what does that mean? You know, why do you need to come and provide splints? So for patients who are staying in ICU for 3 days or longer, these P&Os will come along and they fit. Most of the time, it's purely just for our ankles and our calves. So they provide these big sort of black boot looking things. And as nurses, we rotate these splints. So we keep them on for 3 hours on and then we take it off for 1 hour. So, okay, you know, why do we need splints? So you can imagine, you know, just pretend, you know, at night time when we go to bed, except if you're shift work and then you sleep all the whenever you can. You imagine that, you know, when we're sleeping, you'll notice that our feet's natural position will be facing down. So it's called plantar flexion. So nice and relaxed, our calves are all sort of, you know, our feet are facing down. But what happens when our feet are facing down for prolonged periods of time is that our calves start to contract. So it's in a sort of like a contraction sort of position. So if you've got patients that are laying down for prolonged periods of time, not being able to move, and those feet are staying in those same position for that long of time, the now normal position that our body feels is that, you know, our calves, so our gastroc, nemeus, and soleus are in a permanent sort of state of contraction. So if you try to hop up out of bed and you try to put your feet back on the ground again, you'll notice that our toes are now going to be the first thing that touches the ground. And because our calves are so tight, it takes a lot of trying stretching out to try to get that heel onto the ground into that 90 degree angle position that allows us to walk around. So what these P&Os will do is that they come along and they fit these big black splints on to try to help keep our ankles within that 90 degree sort of area. So when we do hop up again to try to mobilize the patients, that it's not going to be so much stress on those calf muscles to try to stretch them out so they can go for a walk. So I guess that's really, that is the gist of what our health professionals would do, because it is really important. And you'll see that a lot of patients who are in the ICU will be in the ICU for a number of days. And so the service that these P&Os provide is extremely important, because, you know, they're already going through enough within the ICU for whatever they've come in for. Know, very, very sick and unwell patients. So the last thing that you want to happen is that you stay there for so long is that we're not able to get up and walk around again because our calves are in such a contracted state. So that is something, you know, to start with, you know, it was hard to sort of prioritize that, because as a new grad, I didn't know that was really the case at all. And it wasn't until I was really speaking to my mum the other day, who had gone through a surgery number of years ago on her knee. And so she said, in her opinion, you know, where she was, you know, state, and she was have to be in bed for a long period of time. And when she did try to hop up after being in bed for quite a while, just how painful it was for her to put her foot back on the ground again, because her calf muscles are so tight again. So I guess that really was the catalyst in my head to be like, oh geez, you know, that really is the case. Like, oh geez, okay, that's something I will really be mindful of. And it really is amazing just how many patients are fitted with these splints. So we rotated on, so 3 hours on and then 1 hour off. And I guess that is just providing an opportunity for those calf muscles to sort of rest during that time. So anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this little episode, just providing a new context of maybe a health professional that you haven't heard of before. I'll continuing on, because there's so many different health professionals that are working together within the ICU. So there's plenty more episodes to come. So hope you've enjoyed it. I'll talk to you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.